Well, it was a bit of a tidal wave, and it was one that was waiting to break, I think. All over the country, not just in Bradford, there are very large numbers of people completely disenchanted and alienated, in fact, from the political process, from the mainstream political parties. If a backside could have three cheeks, then British politics is that three-cheeked backside. There's no difference between the Tories, the Liberals and New Labour, or at least not sufficient difference for anyone to notice or care. And also, the feeling is that the political leaders in the country are double speakers, double talkers, double dealers, who say one thing to one group of people and a different thing to another, and say one thing before an election and a different thing afterwards. And this was, as I say, a wave waiting to break, because whatever people think of my views, I think at least most people believe that I believe my views. They haven't changed. I continue to assert them and fight for them, and I don't say different things to different people.
Do you think this was more about austerity or Afghanistan?
The former. It was more about the situation in Bradford, which is pretty dire, I must tell you. In 1903, Bradford was the second city in England. It was a prosperous and vibrant place. And even in 1963, maybe even 73, Bradford was really something. But it has been sinking. And over the last period, which included the 10 richest years in British history, in which Labour had three record parliamentary majorities, Bradford actually went backwards, despite a century of loyalty to the Labour Party. So there's a great deal of concern about the mass unemployment and poverty, poor educational statistics, poor health, and a general sense of abandonment in industrial or post-industrial cities like Bradford.
Would you accept the analysis has been offered by the Liberal Democrats, by its local MP David Ward, that this was really about a fight between the Labour Party in respect for the Asian vote in Bradford West, and that pretty much the white vote stayed at home?
Oh, no, I don't. I think the turnout figures belie that, actually. And I did hear David Ward's interview, at least the last part of it, and I thought what he was saying was that this was a fight between Labour and respect for Labour's heart and soul, and I very much agreed with that. And the burden of my remarks from the victor's rostrum were exactly that, that if Labour does not go back to being a Labour Party again, it will never command the support, certainly not the enthusiasm, of the people, the kind of people who supported it for at least 100 years. That was the real battle. No, it was Labour that